Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale. This is, of course, Thursday. Today is Thursday, March 19th, and I'm super happy to be here with you all today. I know everyone's on kind of lockdown and staying at home, so it's a perfect time to do things like this and kind of online training, so this works great. And before I say hello to my co-host, I would like to just remind everyone to grab a pen and paper. We almost always have a phone number or something like that you're going to want to write down if you haven't gotten that already. And please press one on your phone now if you've got any questions or comments or testimonials. If you press your button now, then I know how many callers we want to chat with us, and I have a better chance of getting to everybody. All right. On that note, let's go ahead and say hello to Linda. Did we get you back?
All right. Good morning. Good morning. I'm so happy to be with you. I'm sorry I don't have a very good connection, but I can't get in on my house phone. The line is just busy. But good morning, everyone. I'm here to support us and send out heart hugs and much love and gratitude. Gratitude for our Beamer, gratitude for our Beamer families, and gratitude that we have the possibility to connect to this amazing Blog Talk Radio and all the ways that we can send love. I'm here to send love out to this call this morning. Thank you. We need to do it. Amazing.
Thank you, Linda, for getting up so early with us from the beautiful island of Hawaii. We love having you here. But you did bring up something I wanted to chat about. I know there are still, I've been getting kind of some messages this week that there are still a few people that randomly are having trouble getting on. I mean, sometimes they'll be able to get on for, you know, a couple weeks straight, and then all of a sudden they'll try and try and try, and they're still not being able to get on. So I'm trying to keep track of the phone numbers of people that are having trouble off and on, and I'm submitting those to Blog Talk, and I don't know what they're doing about it, but they like to have those numbers so that they can, track it or something. But we'll see. I don't know what's going on, but I would love to have more of those numbers if anyone has any of the numbers of people that are having trouble calling in so that I can submit that much information to Blog Talk itself. All right. And we've also got on the line Nate. Good morning, Nate.
Hey, good morning, Rainey. It's always good to be here on Thursday morning or afternoon. And good to be working for yourself and having the availability to stay home and just chill. But we're actually, due to the crazy situation that we're in this day and age, we're actually driving right now to Lancaster, Pennsylvania to pick up our son from college. They're shutting down his college, and it looks like he'll be doing the rest of his semester from home. So it's all good.
Well, at least we have the ability to be able to do some of that stuff, you know, that tele-education. Because I know the schools in this area, they just extended out till no school until the end of April at least. So they're having to bump up that tele-education for all these kids that are sitting at home right now. All right. It looks like we've also got Dr. B on the phone. Is that you, Dr. B?
Yes, I'm here. Do you hear me?
Yeah, you are a little staticky today, too.
Everybody's staticky. Even the announcement,
I only hear
as you come on, is staticky.
Oh, I'm only hearing it with you and Linda, but Luke and I, to me, sound fine.
No,
so
you're
going
extremely
on.
Staticky. Yeah.
I apologize to everyone for that.
Yeah. We're, I don't know, I think you said we're not supposed to talk about the Wednesday evening vet meeting?
Yes. Yeah, not at this time. Yep.
All right. Well, you know, the sun is out and it's nice out and we're using Beamer all the time. I just rented one out for a cat with, they've been to several specialists and the jaw, which is, well, actually it's the teeth and the jaw and everything have gone under so much surgery and all the teeth were pulled years ago and the cat's still in pain. And we just started with the Beamer this morning. It's only been 2 hours, and the cat is doing so much better than it's been doing for months. So I'm so excited.
Oh, wow.
I sent them home with a Beamer and taught them how to use it. And getting increased flow of blood in this area is going to be just a game changer. So I'm very excited. Anyway, I'll hang on
awesome.
To the call.
All right. Thanks so much, Dr. B. It's great to have you back.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I'm not sure what's going on, everyone, with the connection. I'm not sure if everyone hears that. Or I'm only hearing it with certain people. So I'm sorry if this is not a very clear show for you. We'll see what we can do. I did want to go ahead and say hi to Tiff, too. Maybe if I can open her line. There she is. Hi, Tiff.
Good morning, everyone. We are in a snowstorm here in Colorado, and it's great. I think it's finally the last snowstorm of the spring season, but we're excited to go snowmobiling up the mountain here in just a little bit.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm in Portland area, and it is blue sky and sunny, and I think it's going to be like high 60s today. So strange weather around the country. All right. And so I just got a message from somebody else who said it's that I don't sound staticky to them. So it might just be certain numbers. I'm not sure what's really going on with Blog Talk the last few weeks. It doesn't seem to be very consistently clear.
Yeah, Rainey, I've actually had 4 people text me. So I would just say, because it's hit and miss, if you do have issues of not hearing, hang up and try recalling. Maybe it's just the line connections. I don't know. But there's definitely some problems out there with the service.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on, but I've gotten a couple of texts.
I tried to call in again on my house phone, and it just rings busy.
Yeah. So I've been texting, emailing Blog Talk just about every week with numbers, but I'll do some additional emailing today after the show. So I apologize, everyone, if your connection is bad, but... Yeah, I mean, try calling in again, but obviously there's the, there's a couple different numbers, so let's try the different numbers. We've got the 515-605-9877. You can try that one. Another number is 323-642-1520. So you can maybe try some different numbers and see if some are better than others. I'm not sure who's calling in which numbers and if those are good or not, so...
can you give me the first one you gave, Rainey? I couldn't get my hand fast enough open.
Oh, yeah, of course. 515-605-9877.
Great. Thanks. I'll try it on my house phone. Although right now, the static is gone. I can hear you well.
You're still kind of staticky. So...
underwater.
Yeah, underwater. That's exactly right. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. But you are in Hawaii, so just kidding.
I am.
All right, so let's go ahead and try to take some of these callers. I just wanted to tell everyone just, you know, really quick before we get to, you know, some of the people that have some questions is I just hope everyone is doing their best to stay safe and, you know, protect their families and try to stay healthy and eat well and exercise and Beamer. That's all part of our, you know, daily routines to keep our bodies healthy. And while, of course, Beamer is not designed to treat or cure this by any means, I'm not saying that. It's just one of the tools I use to keep myself healthy and support my body's natural ability to stay well. So I just hope everyone is staying well and going to be healthy throughout this
crisis that we're having. All right. Our first caller is area code 805. Area code 805, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi. Good morning, everyone. I did have problems calling in. I came in on the 515 number, and the recording I got was that there is trouble in the area that you are calling into.
Okay.
And then I think I'm fourth or fifth time, and I was going to ask you for that 323 number, and thank you for giving that out. But if you get if you're on your landline and you get a fast busy signal, that circuit's busy.
Okay.
The circuits are busy, not the phone number itself. But I appreciate you all. I'm absorbing as much as I can about the horse Beamer, and I appreciate Beamer Blog Talk so much. Thank you all for doing this.
Thank you so much for letting me know. I appreciate you calling.
By the way, this is Jan Hopp in Central Coast, California, beautiful San Luis Obispo County.
Oh, I bet it's beautiful down there.
It is. It's
Thank
gorgeous.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. It looks like we have Linda maybe back. Linda, is that you?
Yes, I got in on the 515.
Okay, great. And you're clear.
I'm clear. Yes. No gargling.
And Dr. B just said he had to drop off. Everything was staticky for him, so it was hard for him to listen to it because it was all staticky and garbly. So he may try to call back in, but he had to jump off. So, all right. So sorry about all the confusion for everyone this morning, and I will certainly be contacting Blog Talk later and passing all this information on, see if we can, I don't know, make some sort of steps to help figure this what's going on lately with this. So because I know we haven't had this much trouble with Blog Talk in all the years we've been doing this. So. Not sure what's going on. All right. It looks like that was all that nobody else wanted to chat with us. So, Nate or Linda, if you've got any stories or anything you want to chat about or Tiff,
we'd love to hear. Well, absolutely. always
good.
Have stories. So
you go ahead, Nate, first.
Yeah, it's been fun. I tell you, being a part of Beamer, and seeing what this does with horses is absolutely amazing. For the last 3 days, we've had a mare that literally barrel horser and literally took a half fall and has injured itself on the back right. And you could definitely see a catch in her giddy up. And it was absolutely amazing. Literally each day you could watch her get better and better and better. And by the third day, we actually did a program 3 for 15 minutes. And when we put her out into the pasture, just to watch her take off, and you could literally see the whole catch in her giddy up was gone. She was feeling better. I mean, her attitude was better. And so it's just amazing to me to be able to watch and see how animals respond. And so I'm just so happy to be a part of this company. And we got so much ahead of us. And I will say that, too, some of the FAQs are coming out. Actually, if you go on to the life.beamergroup.com/equine, and on there, there are a whole list of different FAQs, and we got the full version, which is about 3 pages. It's going to be coming out in the library. So a lot of good stuff starting to happen. We're putting together some different things to help. If you were on the call last night, you see they talked a little bit about the equine unit and some of the different things that we're trying to put together to help educate people so they'll feel more comfortable with horses and understand them better. But truly, one of the comments that was made, Dr. Marlise Vonk made the other day on a presentation, and it is a time to truly know your device, to know your Beamer device. Whether you know anything about horses or not, you can still say, you know what, I don't know that much about horses, but I do know about Beamer, and this is what it does. And so just being very honest and upfront with people, I think, is monumental. So we're going to be coming out with some more stuff. The company is putting some marketing stuff together and some possible academy stuff. So a lot of different things. So stay tuned, and we'll just keep beaming away.
Fantastic. Thank you. I would like to, one of the things I'd like to say, Nate, I'm very happy to say that you were using, you used a program 3, because on a call I was on a couple of days ago, the recommendation is that most people were staying at a 1 and a 2, and they didn't think that a 3 was good unless it was a sport horse, and that is not my experience at all. And I think it behooves us to realize that horses are really different, and if you, you know, if you're, I like to try all, the first time, all 3 levels and see what's appropriate for that horse, because the level of, it's really interesting that sometimes I find that the horses that have the most nervous energy prefer the 5 minutes, and sometimes they absolutely prefer the 15 minutes, and I just think it's important to keep sharing. I don't know whoever said that, how many horses they've actually seen it on.
Yeah, and that's totally true, Lyndon. I think all of us here on Blog Talk hosting this call are of the same page, and that we have said time and time again, is that is to visually watch the response of the horse.
Yep.
Because they all are so different. And I know in this particular case, we actually, starting out, this horse has never used Beamer before, so we did program 1 for 5 minutes. And I actually waited just a little bit just to see how she did, and she was kind of melancholy. And so we went ahead and followed up right away with a 2. And you could literally see she perked up. So then the second day, we actually did a 1 and a 2 back-to-back, and then on the third day, we actually did a 3. And so, yeah, it's a matter of really watching and seeing how that horse reacts to the frequencies, and they are different, just as we are. So you really have to pay attention, guys.
Well, and the thing that I guess I don't understand at all is this idea that people are afraid to try it one right after the other. The beauty about this amazing product is you cannot hurt with it. And I think because I've had the opportunity to work with numbers of friends, human friends, who came out of surgery, and I've used the Beamer multiple times, and not because you can't increase the blood flow. We know that. That's one of the amazing things about this product. 8 minutes and you get your blood flow going. But you can put yourself in and the horse into the parasympathetic state, and that is allowing the body itself to be in the ideal state for taking care of itself, healing itself, and rest and recovery. And that's what the manual says for the horses. And exactly is the same thing for people. So I think we need to be talking more about this. You know, I don't understand this fear of running, what they think can happen with a 15 minute that could be possibly a reason not to use it. It's really interesting because I question how many horses they've actually seen it on who are making those statements.
Yeah, you know, and I talked about this a little bit last week. I don't know, was that almost a year ago or so, when we had our kind of talk with Dr. Burka, when we were kind of changing some things around, and he asked that question because they were always saying, you know, a lot of the trainings that I'd went to at that time, they were saying, you know, just try the 1 and let the horse's body respond to what that is, because you need to let the Beamer do its work, basically, is what their logic was behind that. And how will you know that if you keep, you know, doing different intensities? But he said, so I don't understand why people are talking about using multiple sessions one after another. And so I talked to him about that, about, you know, we know it's not doing any more for blood flow. We know that you get the optimal amount of blood flow within that first session, but that it does other things for, you know, things like, you know, keeping them into the parasympathetic state longer and things like that. And he fully understood that. He said, that makes a lot of sense. And of course, that, you know, that is something that you could certainly try. And so I think the people that are saying that are not maybe getting the whole story necessarily. They weren't. So, you know, when we talked to Dr. Burka about that, he was like, oh, that makes perfect sense. And now I can understand why there would be cases and times when you would do that. So
I also think that weighing on the side of precaution, as we would with the pro unit, it's going low and slow. And we know people will automatically do what works best for them, which is fine. And nobody knows your body better than yourself. So understanding that premise, but I think still there needs to be kind of like a baseline, so to speak, to lay it out for people. This is what you do. But surely through experience, horse users and horse owners, they will know that they can actually go back to back on some different programs. So it's just kind of a basic plan, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. All right, and I did want to take a few minutes to talk about the call that we had last night. I hope everyone was on it, and if you weren't, I'm hoping they're going to put out a recording because there was so much information, not only about, you know, what's going on with the FDA for our pro units, but also for, you know, the horse unit and things that are coming out. It looks like they were going to have some new ambassadors. I guess Alberta Waster on there, things like that. So it's really great to get some more horse ambassadors in there. And so if you didn't get a chance to watch that live last night, I hope they put that recording out. And if they do, please watch that because there is a lot of really great information on that call from last night. All right. And it looks like we've got one more caller. Area code 713. Area code 713. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello. This is Sandra in Houston.
Hi, Sandra.
Can you hear me okay? I'm sorry, I'm in a noisy place. So, can you hear me okay?
You're a little background noise and a little garbly, but we can hear you. Yep.
Okay. So, great conversation. I have a question. Nate and Linda were talking about the, you know, not being afraid to use level 3. Have you found that when a horse finds a, let's call it a sweet spot for a certain program, that you just keep repeating that program, or do you shift them around more sort of like what we do with the basic plan on people?
Well,
it depends what you're working on. If you have, for instance, if you've got a horse that if you're working to use it before you ride so that the horse is in that state of beautiful rest, quiet focus, then I like to find something that they like and you just put it at that every day. And we have
got it.
I've got a barn where they've got 4 of these units now, and they just find what's useful for that horse, and that's what they put it on before riding every day. So, and if you're using it for recovery from something, then that's where. I still would find what seems to work the best and use that. But, you know, like they said, it's individual. And I just think don't be afraid to find out what works best for your horse and your timing.
And
that's
I would just add to that is that understanding why we go through, say for the pro unit, we go actually through 1 through 6 and 3 through 6, is you never know, and our bodies are constantly receiving all kinds of stuff that would need to be detoxified and eliminated. So we never know what level of the tissue that the damage is at. So still, you need to have that reference of the different intensities in our body to actually do what it was supposed to do. So you will find that there are certain intensities or programs, in this case, that your horse, say your program responds well to program 2 for 10 minutes. That's all well and good that you can use before performance and all the different things that you're doing. But as a health maintenance, I think if you do program 1, program 2, and program 3 at different times, you're going to actually hit those different areas of problematic areas, I should say, in the body. So you want to do all of them.
Yeah, and the only thing I would add to that is the only thing I would say is that the only time I wouldn't try to rotate through all those, I mean, definitely like both of them said, if you have one that really works well before you ride or before an event, use that one. But other than that, you know, for your daily ones, try to rotate, except for if you have a horse that specifically doesn't like a certain intensity. So if you're doing up to that program three and it starts getting to be the point where your horse doesn't like it, I wouldn't use that one. But I wouldn't be afraid to let's say they were like that for the first few times you tried it, but then 2 months down the road or something, I would try it again. Because it just maybe meant that time or that day the horse wasn't responding necessarily to that intensity. So, yeah.
And good advice. Answer your question, one of the Sandra? Things I'd say, for instance, I've got one barn where they have a lot of horses in training, and it's used for maintenance every day. And they have got, so they just use it on a 10-minute because that extra, you know, not these are horses that are going out to the track as soon as they, you know, pull the blanket and get the saddle on. And so it's in a maintenance, whatever, you know, the 10 minutes just is 5 minutes less than the 15. And so it's a practical point of view when it's on lots of horses for maintenance.
Yeah.
I wanted to add that too, if I could. This is Tiff. I wanted to add that, you know, talking about the different levels, you know, we don't necessarily need to use the Beamer for injured horses. And I think you all know that. We all on Blog Talk talk about this quite a bit. But a lot of the horses I do are for what Linda just said, for maintenance purposes or to just keep the longevity of their life feeling well, feeling good. And, you know, you'll see that state of relaxation. But a lot of the horses I see are really, you know, easy going, broke. They've been traveled a lot. They are very seasoned and they just need something just to keep them going. Or we might not realize what's going on with them because they don't show a lot of outward appearance or signs of stress or different things. And the owners just really want to keep that maintenance going. And they do start to see, you know, signs of improvement or just changes in the horse after several sessions. But like we all said too, don't be afraid to use that 1, 2, or 3 level because, first of all, you're not going to harm the animal because we know that versus other products on the market that can be, we hear high and we think, oh, no, we better not do that. But that's opposite of what we've been taught and what we've learned is the Beamer is safe and it's effective and it's not going to hurt your animal and just figuring out what works best for that particular animal and what they like.
And it's interesting too the idea you won't necessarily like in these horses that they're putting on every day they're rotating these two Beamers through and they're looking to get another one but two Beamers over through 20 horses and so what happens is they won't necessarily see a change but what they if as Nate as you said really know your product. The fact and what it's doing, if you know that it's keeping that blood flow, you can be preventing little small injuries that may happen just in the training. And I had a funny story. I have one of my IBDs is she just turned 40 last year. She's very vital. She has 30 horses, and they breed curly horses in Germany. And she only bought the Pro because she saw what it did for me in my 80s. And so she was using it regularly, but then they went to their place for vacation in Spain and didn't take the Beamer. And she found that it made a big difference to her when she didn't get on it. And so you may not, we hope you don't see that in horses. We don't want them to, you know, we want to just keep that level of blood flow going and know. If you look at the literature, you know what it's doing and how it's helpful. It's just, and Nate, the thing is also, you know, this when we talk about the toxin that we're dealing with right now is the feeling of fear. And our animals are picking up on that. And it's so helpful to have the possibility of the Beamer to keep that blood flow going and remove just every day the waste that our cells naturally slough off and the feeling of fear that we get from what's going on. And this is where I bring in the T-Touch Heart Hug and just and the feeling of gratitude. Gratitude for our lives, for our horses, everything that we can think of gratitude. Fear cannot live is what I'm hearing and seeing in the face of gratitude.
Well, I just wanted to put a exclamation on something that Tiff said, and it is so true because we do know without a doubt that, for one, whether it would be the Pro unit or the V3, they would not be on the market unless they were safe.
Yes.
What we're up against some of these other products that we know that because of how their delivery system is set up, that we have heard and seen all kinds of different situations to where horses have been harmed. So please be 100% confident that using the Beamer, no matter what program, your horse is safe. And so that's why we really suggest that you understand, visually watch your horse, and to like and see their preferences. And so, but just know that, man, there's nothing that Beamer is doing out there that is harming anybody, people or animals alike.
Thank you.
All right, Sandra,
I think we have to say that over and over from what I'm hearing.
Yeah. So, Sandra, I just want to make sure that we answered your question for you.
Yes, you did. Very thoroughly. Thank you.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Yeah, you know, we said a lot of really, really great things there. So I just want everyone to have absorbed all of that because it's really important to remember that both for ourselves and for our animals, Beamer can do no harm. And so all we can do is help.
And this idea of the parasympathetic, we can't test it with the heart mass device on horses, but we can test it on ourselves. And it's just fascinating because I've put people on who just were really upset and friends and just could not get themselves to that calm place and put them on the Beamer and have the inner balance. It's a device that you can, it's an app that you can attach to your smartphone, and it measures your state of heart coherence that indicates the parasympathetic nervous system. And within minutes on the Beamer, my friend was, first time I did this, I just was really thrilled with it. She was in that parasympathetic state, and that really calmed her. So it's just, oh, wow. The fact that in these times of such concern that we all have, that we have this possibility for ourselves and for our animals to come to a place of calm where we can stay in the ideal state of health, the ideal state
absolutely
that Beamer brings us to.
As we learn, you know, in the academies and everything, the body doesn't distinguish between different kinds of stress, whether we're talking about emotional stress or physical stress or anything like that. It all takes a toll on our body. So this is a time, like Linda was saying, where people are scared, and that adds a stress to the body. So anything we can do to, and our animals pick up on that. So anything we can do to support that, our body's system in dealing with that added stress is only going to be helpful. So be sure to remember that. And we don't have any more callers, and we are perfect on timing. So I'm going to send it around the top, and I wanted to do a quick thanks to Dr. B, who had to get off because his connection was bad, but I want to thank him for taking the time to be on, and let's go around and see if there's any final words from anyone. How about we'll start with you, Tiff?
Sure. I just had to add one funny little thing for the blog talk
Please.
Today. I always, and I know a lot of people do this, but I personally do this with my horses. I give them the winter off, and then come springtime, like now, I know we're getting a snowstorm right now, but this will probably be the last snowstorm that the spring freshness that the horses get, it's nice that the Beamer takes that edge off so that they're a little less fresh from not getting ridden for several months, and now we'll start riding again and legging them up. The Beamer really, really helps with that. So that's all I had to say. Thank you so much for having me on, and thanks, Rainey, for all you do.
Thanks, Tiff. It's always so great to have you on. And Nate.
Well, just reminding everyone, and this actually was something that happened with one of the people that I was working with last year. Been talking to them. Finally, they got their first V2 unit. And they got it in November of last year. And spring, or I should say that was a year ago. But anyway, in the springtime, when the vet came out to do its spring checks and shots and everything, the veterinarian, of course,
well, Nate, I think we're losing you.
Blanket the whole.
Nate, can you hear us?
We're having trouble. Nate, we're having trouble hearing
you. Are you there?
I'm sorry.
I must be in a bad area.
We missed everything after about when the vet came out, but it sounds like you're back.
So anyway, when the vet came out, he was amazed at how just by using the Beamer over the winter, these horses actually had put on some muscle mass. And he asked, he says, have you guys changed your feed plan? And they said, no, actually everything's the same. The only thing different has been Beamering our horses. And so he became a believer real quick. So just know that we have an amazing device that's going to help us all, especially in this time and age and all the things that we're dealing with, like Linda said. If you're feeling a little stressed, hey, you might Beamer one extra little time. But get back into that parasympathetic and relax, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks so much, Nate, and drive safe on picking up your son. All right, and now we've got Linda.
Well, I think this is two amazing points. If the idea, what you're bringing up actually is this concept before you, in the cold weather or when you're coming out in the spring, it's a question of safety. It's a real safety thing when horses are hot and high and have too much energy. And the fact that we can just put that Beamer on and bring them to the place that they can think instead of just being full of it. And that's fantastic. And what Nate said, and I hadn't heard this. I mean, we see it in, you know, in our handouts and in the academies, you hear that it puts on muscle mass. But that is really helpful to have as a story in your back pocket, that the vet actually noticed this. It's fantastic. And I want to say, I want to get a hold of Nate, and I'm going to say it on here just in case we have somebody hearing that it might impact. NPR Radio yesterday, they had people on from around the country, you know, dealing with various issues. And one, he's going to pick up his son in the dorm. And one call was from a caller from Texas who goes to school on the East Coast, and they were told to leave for 2 months, two weeks, to just go home for 2 weeks. And so, of course, she left everything in the dorm, and now their university is being taken over as a hospital. And so she has to somehow get back from Texas and clear out her dorm, like, in the next 2 days. And so he might consider just the possibility, because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how long this is going to be. But just, you know, put the information in your back pocket. Maybe if people are, they might want to take stuff that's precious to them just in case it's more than the 2 weeks that right now are out there.
Thanks for the tip. And we're actually picking everything up because of that very reason.
Yep. And I think we need to pass that around. And, you know, not everybody has, well, I guess everybody has the time, but I hope everybody's listening to all of these you know, things that are going on, and just keeping counting our blessings. The fact that you can drive and get your son, you know, the fact that you're all okay, and let's just hold that. Let's hold that and send prayers out and love to everybody who's dealing with this on the planet, and see the good we have in our lives. Connect with that divine spirit in every cell in our body. So thank you all for being here. Thank you for being in my life.
Thank you, Linda. It's a joy to have you in my life and on the show with me. I love your vitality. I love your joy for life. And it's contagious. So thank you for sharing.
Good.
Yes. All right. And thank you, everyone else, all our callers and questions. And we appreciate you calling in and listening to us. I hope everyone stays well and healthy, and take care of you and your families. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for Recognition Friday. And there's going to be a lot more online things. So go to your back office and listen to that call that we had last night. There are going to be a lot more online trainings and informations and things like that, since we're not able to do the in-person things. So Beamer's really trying to help us out with doing some more online. So be sure to check all of those opportunities out. Otherwise, we will talk to you all next Thursday. And thank you so much, everyone. Have a wonderful week. Aloha.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.